The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Lenox, and Stockbridge. Watching us on the PCTV Select app and, of course, on channel 1301. Access Pittsfield on your cable dial. It's Friday, April 3rd. Good morning and welcome to the show. Glad to have you here this morning. I'm Sean Sear. Here with you on the Friday, as I usually M, and a little bit of rain out there, a little gray morning. Here we're going to hit the 60s in the temperature department today, and then maybe go on a little bit more of a roller coaster and back into the 40s for early next week. Wild spring temperatures, as we always get, but you know, that's part and parcel of it. We'll get through that. Have a really great show for you this morning. We have folks from the Berkshire County Kids Place here, and we're going to talk about that organization, what they do, a little bit of the history of the organization, and talk about April as being Child Abuse Awareness Month. So we're going to talk all about that, and also some very handy tips on internet safety for kids. It's going to be a very good show, very useful show, so stick around. We want to have you here for the whole show this morning and listen to all that. First, we're going to do our weather forecast and see what the National Weather Service has in store for us today. Here we go.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain showers this morning, then partly sunny this afternoon. Night is cool with highs in the lower 60s. South wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Chance of rain 20%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Night is cool with lows in the mid-40s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming west after midnight. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Saturday, partly sunny. A chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. North wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming east in the afternoon. Chance of rain 40%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, there you have it. So a little bit of rain there, and then we're going to get a little sunnier later on today, so that's not too bad. I guess we can handle that. Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, and joining me now, we have three folks from the Berkshire County Kids Place, and we'll introduce them. Heather Williamson, the Executive Director, Brian Burkle, the Community Outreach and Education, and Haley Reinholdt, the Family Advocate and CSEC Coordinator. Do I have all that right, first of all?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, welcome. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
This morning.
Thank you.
For people that are not familiar with what Berkshire County Kids Place is and does, why don't we just get a little bit of information out there for people. When was it created and for what purpose, and what's the mission of the organization?
Well, Berkshire County Kids Place and Violence Prevention Center started in the early 90s. And two of the folks that were working in the child abuse field, Assistant District Attorney Timothy Shagrew, who is now our district attorney,
right,
is one of our founders. He, alongside Joseph Collius, who was at the time was a Pittsfield police officer, they had just recognized that there were so many cases of child abuse, and we needed to do better here in Berkshire County, because what happens when kids experience abuse is they have to, at that time, had to tell their story over and over and over again. And there was a model that was created down in the mid-80s, down in Huntsville, Alabama, called the Children's Advocacy Center. And Timothy Shagrew knew about this movement with Children's Advocacy Centers, and he worked alongside Joseph and really energized the community. I mean, and at that time, we had some really serious cases that were here in Berkshire County, just devastating the community, the child abuse cases. So the community band together, and they formed Kids Place. And we were incorporated in 1993, making us the first Children's Advocacy Center in the state of Massachusetts. Now there are 12 Children's Advocacy Centers across the whole state.
So this was the first one in Massachusetts?
The first one in Massachusetts. Mm. And I am super proud to say we just had our reaccreditation through the National Children's Alliance, and we knocked it out of the ballpark again and again at Kids Place. And we got our accreditation. And with glowing remarks. And that has to do with our partnerships that we have throughout the community. So we work with families and children that have been affected by abuse. Mm. And we work as a multidisciplinary team, and we work very closely with the district attorney's office, which I cannot say enough. We are so thankful to have the district attorney, Tim Shagrew, as our founder. He understands what the Children's Advocacy Center missions is, and we're so thankful for that. We also work with the talented individuals over at the Department of Children and Families who go out and respond to child abuse cases every single day, and they do it with dignity and respect, and I'm so thankful for them. We work with also law enforcement, and I just can't keep praising our team, because we have law enforcement at every level, on a local level up to, we could even work with the FBI in some of our cases, and that just top-notch people here in the Berkshires. We also work with the Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner Program. We have a full medical suite at our location here in Pittsfield on Wendell Ave. Our new Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner, PD Sane, is at Shannon, and we're so thankful to have her. And Kids Place has grown over the over 30 years in operation, a mental health team. We have a team of mental health clinicians who are highly trained in trauma, and we respond to the needs of the families every single day. So that is just the multidisciplinary team, but we also provide outreach, which that's why we have April and Brian here. They are rock stars in the community getting out to the schools. So much to talk about with the Children's Advocacy Center. We're just really thankful to be here today to talk about our internet safety message and to bring awareness to child abuse, because April is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month.
So, Heather, what I wonder when you beautifully said, and you explained it really well, anyone listening could really understand what the organization does and what it stands for. I just can't imagine, not having those services, and I wonder what a world would have looked like before this. I'm sure child abuse cases didn't start in the 80s and 90s, right? So, I mean, these things were something that the society had always had to deal with, but they didn't deal with it as well as when we have a place like Berkshire County Kids Place. So what would that landscape look like if those services weren't there?
Well, you have to put your mind into a child that has just been traumatized. Mm. And they're scared. There's so many kids that don't report abuse. Mm-hmm. And we encourage, that's why we are out talking about child abuse, because sometimes these kiddos need adults to help them tell their story.
And ironically, sometimes it's the adults in their lives that are the ones that are abusing them, right?
Yes, you're going to hear us talk about a trusted adult, because it's not always a parent or a grandparent or a teacher. It's who that child feels comfortable talking to, and that's a decision that the child needs to make, who that trusted adult is. But way back when, before Children's Advocacy Centers were formed, when a child was brave enough to tell their story, they would have to tell it over and over again. Mm. And those disciplines that I just talked about, the law enforcement, district attorney, they're all well-intended. Mm-hmm. But when a child has to tell their story, a horrible story, an embarrassing story, something that really affects them down to their core, they have to say it over and over again. It's re-traumatizing.
Right.
And so a Children's Advocacy Center is intended to bring the disciplines, all of those talents together, and so the child only has to tell their story once or in small little bits. So that's the intention of a Children's Advocacy. And then once they tell their story, we surround them with the services that they need, which they want or they would like, they're requesting.
So if this then goes through the process of a court or anything like that, that then the child doesn't have to keep coming back over and over, that essentially all the parties agree that whatever was taken in as evidence or whatever during those initial rounds, that would stand. Is that the way that works?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, at our location in Pittsfield, which I do have to say, we cover all of Berkshire County, and we have a satellite office up in North Adams and one in Great Barrington. So we're able to go where the families need us. And so, at our location in Pittsfield, which is our main campus, has a forensic interview suite, mm-hmm. which we are able to tell or have children and families come in so children can tell their story, and the team comes together in that area. So, and then the team can respond. Mm. Whichever discipline they have, you know, law enforcement may be going to pick up somebody who needs to be picked up, or the prosecution starts building that case, or if the family just needs medical advice or needs to meet with our family advocates like Haley, does a tremendous amount of work in making sure that the family has the needs that they need and deserve. Right. So it's our response.
Yeah, and so much needed, you know, children, I think, are under a lot of pressure these days anyway, and so to add something like that where, you know, you have a history of abuse going on, and it's not, you know, out in the open, and it's being held in by the kids, I'm sure that manifests itself in many, many ways, in other outwardly ways. We could talk about that probably, impacts at school and impacts with other people and other kids and things like that, right?
I would love to come back with our clinical coordinator, yeah. or clinical director, excuse me, April Slater, to talk about our mental health, because the work that they do with these kids are just, it's just amazing. We provide, you know, it's not long term, so we don't see children for years upon years, but we really work on the trauma. And and so kiddos can come, they can be up with us for over a year, you know, depending on where they are in their case. But it's just amazing what happens in our, because we know trauma so well. Mm-hmm. So kids can come in and we can work with them. We have really important conversations with them so they feel comfortable and so they can understand what happened to them.
Right.
And really try to process that. And we know through the research, which I wish I had April here, right here with me now, because she can speak so well to the mental health, especially the stats. But with the work that we do, we're able to support the children where they're at. Mm-hmm. And so they can just go on being children. That's our hope. Is that they can process the things that happened to them, and we want them to go back into the world and be as successful as we know they are going to be.
Well, that's a great and very positive outlook for it, too. And it's very serious and complex work, but the outcomes are the issue, right? Is what we want for the children, all of our children in the society. We're talking with folks from Berkshire County Kids Place here on Morning Drive this morning. And Haley Reinholt, let's talk to you about your role as family advocate. Tell us what that involves at Berkshire County Kids Place.
Yeah, so thank you for having us. As family advocate, I work closely with the families as they come in. Mm-hmm. So if that means that they are needing mental health services with the Kids Place, that's something that I help them get set up with. Just checking in with them, making sure that things are going okay. If they need referrals to other agencies in the community, there's a lot of really great agencies in Berkshire County. So we're able to make all those referrals for them and just check in, make sure that they're doing okay, and seeing what else we can get for them.
They need that contact, right? They need to sort of know that someone's there for if they need to reach out or to express what's going on.
Definitely.
Right? Yeah.
Things change every day. What they say 1 week might be different the next week, 1 month to 2 months. Mm-hmm. Things are always changing, so we're there if anything changes and they need more help.
Right. And Brian Burkle, no stranger to the Morning Drive program, on the other side of the desk this morning, and representing, you're the community outreach and education person at Berkshire County Kids Place. Tell us what your role is there.
So we've recognized that, you know, as much as the mission of the Kids Place is to help kids who have been victimized, we realize there's a need to get out there in advance and to try to educate ahead of time so that maybe we can avoid some of that victimization. And one place that's really vulnerable is, of course, online, on the internet. So we've been going out to the schools here in Berkshire County through the district attorney's office. Stacey Parsons there has been instrumental in getting us into the schools and doing a presentation called Net Smarts. And so far, we've been doing it for the middle school kids. because it's such a transitional period for you know, age, mm-hmm. right? Not that kids younger than that aren't having right. these same experiences.
But everybody remembers middle school.
Yes, yes. right.
Even if it was many, many years ago, you still know that that's a time where yeah. everything seems to change and you're yeah. really sort of, and these days, you know, I can't imagine being a middle school kid these days and knowing all the other pressures that we didn't have, yeah. right? I mean, I hate yep. to say it, but there's so much more with regards to the internet, social media, technology, mm-hmm. everything else that's happened in our society in the last 25, 30 years is added pressure in, right. at that age group.
Right. And when we talk about being safe online, you know, the first thing we always tell the kids is, and whoever our audience is, because we also have an adult presentation as well, because it's very important to have the adults know what we're telling the kids, so that if one of, which is one of the things that we'll get into a little bit more later, but we stress with the kids that they have a trusted adult that they can go to when they have trouble, mm-hmm. right, online or in real life. So
do you help them identify who
yes,
that trusted
yes.
adult is?
Yeah.
Cuz
yeah,
they
ask
may
them,
not realize, right?
Yeah, what, right. So we ask them to think about who that is in their life. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be the parent. And we don't say that. We don't say go to your parents, because for the very reason that you brought up earlier, that mm-hmm. sometimes the parents are offenders, sadly, right? Mm-hmm. But even if you're the best parent in the world, these are difficult and embarrassing things to maybe have to talk about. And so if they identify somebody else, if you're the mom and dad, don't take offense to that, right? You know, you can ask your kids through a series of, you know, what I say are like fire drills, right? You know, we used to do fire drills about exactly that. Like, you know, if you woke up in the middle of the night and there was smoke in your room, what would you do? So have those same kind of fire drills with your kids about things online. And then ask them, okay, if somebody asked you for a photograph that made you uncomfortable, what would you do? Mm. Who would you tell? Mm-hmm. If somebody asked you to give them money online, what would you do? Who would you tell? Mm. And that who would you tell is really important, because mm-hmm. they may identify to you, mom and dad, somebody other than you. So don't take offense to that. Embrace that. You know, you still have agency in this, because then you can go to that person. Maybe it's their grandparent. Maybe it's somebody else's father, mm-hmm. The father of a friend of theirs. Maybe it's their older cousin. Go to that other adult mm-hmm. that they've identified and say, hey, listen, my kid has identified you as a safe person yeah. to go to. How do you feel about that? What would you do with information they gave you? And how can you communicate mm-hmm. that to me? Because it's not meant to be a place to hide secrets. It's meant to be somebody else that they can go to maybe bring that conversation to the parents when necessary.
Yeah. I would imagine it would be tough, too, because, again, we talked about middle school age. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of times when there's friction between parents and children at that age for other reasons. It may not be abuse, but they may not feel like they're their best friends at that time either.
Right. That's why we leave that open.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we do is we do this presentation for the adults. We do it for the school, for the youth in the schools. And, you know, we want to put out there that we're available to take the show on the road anywhere. So especially for the adults, I mean, if you're in a social club, a church group, we can go to your place of mm-hmm. employment. If you think you've got a couple of people who are interested and willing to listen to us, we're happy to come and give our presentation. We've been in libraries, you know, that when they have certain forums and things like that.
So if there are people listening right now, yeah. they're in those social groups or schools or yeah. Churches or anyone, and they want to get a hold of you and bring you in for this presentation, which is completely free, I assume. Mm-hmm. How do they reach you?
So they can get a hold of us right through the Berkshire County Kids Place. And that number is
413-499-2800.
There you go.
Sorry,
Brian.
Thank you.
Got to have it on top of mind, right?
Thanks yeah. for coming to my rescue.
Say it again for our radio folks.
413-499-2800.
Yeah.
But another way to look at for our services, because we work very closely with our outreach, too, with the district attorney's office. Stacy Parsons, you're mm-hmm. a rock star if you're listening out there. But is our kidsplaceonline.org. So all this internet safety information that we're talking to, we've got links all on our website. And then also you can certainly reach out to us and find our contact information right on kidsplaceonline.org.
Great. And mm-hmm. we're going to do more on the internet safety in the second half of the show today. We definitely want to do a deep dive into that and talk more about that. We do want to bring up, though, that April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and that has just started. We're April 3rd, so we got the whole month ahead of us. And it's an awareness campaign. But talk a little bit about that and what Berkshire County Kids Place is doing to raise awareness during this particular month.
Well, we're doing a lot, and I also, the Children's Advocacy Centers across Massachusetts, and I'm sure even nationally, but, you know, obviously we're in Massachusetts, so I concentrate there. We all try to just really make some noise and bring up the topics of Children's Advocacy Centers. But here in Berkshire County, at Berkshire County Kids Place, we're concentrating on internet safety. And this is something we've been working on for quite some time, several years. And when you think of a small agency like Kids Place, it's us getting out and saying the message. But it also is the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, who have the curriculum that we use. We also work in partnership, like with the District Attorney's Office. And so there's a whole team of people working on this, and our funders. So the Massachusetts Office of Victim Assistance and the Massachusetts Children's Alliance have backed our campaign. And we're out with their support, getting out and talking to families and children, just like Brian just said, and professionals about internet safety. So we've got billboards that are already going up. If you haven't seen them yet, they're out going up all over Berkshire County. We're getting out on the radio stations. We're doing some intense training for the community, our community partners, and our multidisciplinary team. So we have a big training that's going to be happening this year. And we're just so thankful to just get out the message. Mm. Oh, we've got some print ads and radio. We've got a whole bunch of things happening this year.
And give us a summary of what those messages are. What is that message you want to get out to the general public, to families, maybe even to children? How do you reach them, and what do you want to tell them?
Well, you want to take this, Brian?
Well, I can talk.
I feel like I'm chatting the whole
show. No, but you've got so much to say. A big part of it, as far as the billboards go, are really focused on the internet. So we talk about, there's three different billboards that we have. One is basically a message about think before you send, and we can get into a little bit more in the second half here. But it's just about taking that breath before you send something online or you respond to somebody online, because it could lead to all kinds of troubles, right?
Sounds like adults could use that.
And adults could use it too. Yes,
well, right?
Yes, yes.
From the comments I see on social media these days.
Right, right.
Because
it's forever once it goes on there. So think about whether or not you want that out there, that you want that to be a reflection of you, you know, just because maybe you're in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is it directs people to the Berkshire County Kids Place website, where they can get to programming we have there about internet safety. So that's the second billboard. And the third one is something called Take It Down, which is a program that is, again, it's through the National Center for Missing and Exploiting Children. And it's what it does is called Take It Down. And if you have a picture out there, if you're under 18 and you've put a picture out, and it's a nude photograph, and now you want it taken down for whatever reason, what it does is you get a hold of this organization to take it down, and you got to give them that original file. It has to be the original file. So when you take a picture with your camera, you know, that picture is a file. That file has identifying factors, just like a fingerprint, right?
Metadata.
Yeah. So all that information has to be the original one. So if it's a copy, or if somebody took a screenshot of a Snapchat, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be the original picture. And if you have that original picture, and you've shared your picture with somebody, and it has gone around a little bit, and you don't want it to travel anymore on the internet, that's what Take It Down can do. Because what they'll do is they'll flag those identifying factors for that file. So every time that picture goes from one device to another, it won't reach that second device.
Mm.
It literally takes it down right off the internet. But it has to be that original picture. So it's not a magic wand, but it's something. And of course, if your picture is out there and it's on other devices, you can't magically remove it from other devices. You can just prevent it from being shared any further.
Mm.
So it's something. So that's one of the messages we have.
Right, online. And that's the key of the message that we're doing this April, is to make sure that folks are talking to their kids or whoever. Just have the conversations about being safe, because it's not just for kids. Actually, you know, this pertains to everyone. And to really try to be safe, the internet is such an awesome, incredible place. So we're really focusing.
A double-edged sword, though,
yes,
isn't it? It's so much good and so much promise and so many things that we can do with it. And at the same time, just that soft underbelly of terrible, terrible stuff that happens on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a little of both.
Yes, yes. I'm sure we'll talk more a little bit in the program, but some of the other children's advocacy centers, they bring attention to mandated reporting, which we will get into a little bit more. And they also, the Cape and Islands, which is another CAC that we work very closely with, they do a whole campaign. I'm not sure if they're doing it this year, but they've done a whole campaign about sexual abuse with children. And, which is very informative to folks. And they,
probably eye-opening to a lot of folks, too, right?
Because, I love hearing the district attorney talk about this because, folks don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear about a child being abused or even sexual abuse, but it happens. Yeah. That's what we do at the Kids Place.
And so, not talking about it and hiding it is not going to make the problem go away.
Absolutely.
Never does.
You are absolutely right. So the more that we can get out and talk about it, and especially this month, is and then it empowers folks to report the abuse.
Well, let's talk about that, about reporting, because we've got about 5 minutes before our break that we take at the top here. So why is that a key component of what goes on? There's mandatory reporting, right, where people, due to the jobs that they have, if they observe something or they see something, have a suspicion, in their professional opinion, it is their job, they're mandated to make a report on that. But it doesn't have to stop there, right? So give us some parameters of how that works.
Yeah, I mean, when we talk about abuse, it comes in all kinds of forms, and we all know that, right? It could be just neglect, physical abuse, mental abuse, sexual abuse. There's a lot of different ways, not just the internet stuff we're going to talk about. And I think that people, what's important to know is that anybody can make a difference. Anybody can make a report. So if you, it's that old see something, say something kind of concept. If you suspect that somebody, a child is being abused or neglected, all you have to do is have a reasonable suspicion of that. And you can contact the DCF, Department of Children and Families, and you can file a 51A anonymously.
And we don't know what a 51A is.
So that's the official form for reporting child abuse.
Okay.
And so when you initiate that, if you call DCF and you tell them that you have a concern about a child, that's the form that they'll be filling out.
Okay.
And anybody can do that. And people think that they need to have more information, like they need all these facts and details and things like that. If you have a feeling, again, if you're not doing it maliciously, like you're just trying to get at somebody, but you genuinely have a feeling that this child might be at risk for something, you can go ahead and contact the Department of Children and Families here in Pittsfield. Tell them what your concerns are. They can file that 51A form. That will get the ball rolling. And then the professionals can then now put their eyes on this situation and determine if there is something. Hopefully there isn't. Maybe you're wrong, hopefully, right? But if you're right, then that's the great opportunity for the authorities to get involved and help this child.
And folks can also call their law enforcement, too. If you have any suspicion, you don't need to do an investigation on your own. You don't have to have concrete information. If you just have a feeling or it just doesn't look right or something just doesn't feel right to you, of course, you want to have some basis for it.
Right. Like what kind of signs do you think people would want to think about? Like what would be tipping you into that area of saying, I think there's something wrong there? In what categories? Give us a couple examples.
Well, for neglect, if you have a child that's coming in that may not be, maybe in the same clothes or their hair may be matted or they seem very hungry, things like that is certainly an alarm for to be blazed. And of course, if you see somebody or see a kiddo who has bruises or is or their personality has changed significantly. They're not talking when they once were.
Okay.
That you start to see their behaviors changing. All of those are signs.
Okay.
And we also do work with the commercial sexual exploitation of children, which is kids who have been human trafficked. And so those kids, they may be coming in and they may have a new that they may not come from a family of means, but they come in with a brand new handbag or their nails done or their hair done. It's just paying attention to the kids around us. And if you see something that just doesn't seem right, like this one day this child was, dressing and clean, and now they're coming in and they've worn the same clothes. Or, wait, we know that this child really comes from modest means. Why do they have a Versace Is that the right brand? Handbag, and their nails are done.
I wouldn't know.
So it's really kind of feeling that, a feeling. Mm-hmm. It's hard to put your finger on it, but when you experience it and when you get that gut feeling in your stomach, we have incredible law enforcement, like I had said earlier, and our Department of Children and Families is just incredible here in Berkshire County, and they know how to respond, so you don't have to have all the answers. And they like getting those cases where they call and just say, oh, it wasn't child abuse. They do their investigation, they can close their case and move on. Yeah. Nothing, no harm. But to empower folks to mm-hmm. report is good. Really important. So of course, call your Department of Children and Families or your law enforcement. But if you need more information or you just want to read more about child abuse, you can go to kidsplaceonline.org.
Good information there from Heather Williamson, the executive director of Berkshire County Kids Place. We are going to be coming up to the top of the hour here and taking our break. Our other guests you've been listening to, if you're just tuning in, Brian Burkle and Haley Reinholt, also from Berkshire County Kids Place. Going to continue this discussion right after our break. And so stay tuned with us here on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Santrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at Santrini.com.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Ready to roll up your sleeves and make a real difference? Join us at Central Berkshire Habitat for Humanity and help build affordable homes right here in our community. Whether you're a seasoned builder or just eager to learn, you'll grow your skills while giving families a foundation for the future. Come build with us. Contact Mike Arnold at 413-741-0233 or email him at planner@berkshirehabitat.org today.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock. On Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. Good morning, and it's Friday, April 3rd here in the studio, live and local today on WTBR-FM. This is Morning Drive. We have the folks from Berkshire County Kids Place here with us this morning, again, for the second half of the show. And we're going to talk about internet safety for kids and maybe a little bit of what the adults ought to know as well. Very good information for everybody to hear. Let's first do some more good information, which is the weather forecast, and we'll hear what's coming up today. Here we go.
Berkshire Weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain showers this morning, then partly sunny this afternoon. Night is cool with highs in the lower 60s. South wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Chance of rain 20%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Night is cool with lows in the mid 40s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming west after midnight. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Saturday, partly sunny. A chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid 60s. North wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming east in the afternoon. Chance of rain 40%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right. Sounds like it's going to be kind of a nicer afternoon. We're going to have some sun, and it's going to be up in the upper 60s, so we can't beat that for an April 3rd time. Get out, get some fresh air, take a walk, walk the dog, do whatever you got to do today. A little bit of wind overnight, and we'll see how it goes from there. But got to enjoy it when it comes. All right, Morning Drive here again on 89.7 WTBR-FM and joined now by folks from Berkshire County Kids Place. You're going to be hearing the voices of Heather Williamson, Executive Director, Haley Reinholdt, a family advocate, and Brian Burkle, the Community Outreach and Education person. So thanks again for being here this morning.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Sharing some of this very valuable information with our listeners and getting the awareness out there. As I mentioned, we'll mention it again, April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, which is one of the reasons why they're on the show this morning, to raise that awareness and get that information in your head and not to bury it, right? This stuff is happening and people have to know about it, and they also have to know how to prevent it and how to deal with it when it's happening. These are all things that we get information out for. One of the things that you concentrate on is internet safety. And Brian mentioned it in the first half of the show where you do have a presentation that you take on the road mm-hmm. to other organizations, schools, churches, places like that, where people can get this information. But let's talk specifically about what kinds of threats are out there for kids these days. If it's been a while and you hadn't thought about the kinds of things that kids are dealing with all the time at a younger and younger age, with their smartphones, with the internet, with social media and all that stuff, what are the things that you're looking to bring awareness to?
So it's always important to not lose sight that, I mean, we talk about the internet so much nowadays, but exploitation and abuse can happen online and in real life. So we always stress that with the kids and with the parents mm-hmm. that when we're having a internet safety conversation, we also say, listen, everything we're going to talk about today, you can also apply in real life. All right. So it's not just what's happening.
IRL.
Right. but you know what we want them to be aware of, and when we have the conversations with the kids, and mostly what we're doing is we're addressing middle school kids at mm-hmm. this point, because it's such a transitional age. Mm-hmm. And
is it not appropriate to go earlier than that, elementary school? Is it too young to start telling them about that?
Not at all. Okay. In fact, last year we overheard a few kids. I think it was an eighth grade class. As they were leaving, we heard them talking to one another, saying something like, "Where were they when we were in fifth grade?"
Ah.
Right. So when we have these conversations with the sixth, seventh, and eighth graders, we tell them that, you know, this is going to be a little bit maybe more in depth than some of the conversations you've had previously about internet safety. And because you are getting older, you're going to be in high school soon. And we recognize with the kids that are in that room that some of these tough things we're going to be talking about may already be their experiences. Mm-hmm. They may be living this right now mm-hmm. or have had this experience. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to gloss over that. And when we do that, what we really stress with kids is that they need to have a trusted adult that they can identify to go and talk to, because we really want to stress with them that if they think they can outsmart a scam artist or a predator online, they can't.
Mm. And very sophisticated, right?
They're very sophisticated. They're very good at being very mm-hmm. bad, mm-hmm. right, these people. And so some of the examples of things that can happen for kids is There's a scam out there where somebody will pretend to be that person's age. Maybe they've learned a little bit about them. Maybe it's just a big phishing expedition, right? Phishing, PH, phishing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Where they'll send out a message to just thousands of emails. Mm. And if somebody answers, well, then now they got somebody.
All they got to get is one.
All you got to do is respond to mm-hmm. it. And if it's that case, sometimes it might be, hey, just real random. You might say, hey, how many news did you send last month? And you know, you're a 12-year-old, and you look at that, you see that message, And maybe you did send one. Mm. Maybe you did share one with somebody. Maybe you just took it as a goof. You took a picture of your butt to your buddies, right? Mm. Who knows? But in your head, you're like, oh, my God, I did. Mm-hmm. Who is this? Yeah. And you feel like
they
you panic.
Somehow
you
panic. They know what I did.
So you right. I know what you did last summer kind of thing, right? So they respond, and now, boom, you're in the conversation. Yeah. And they'll lie to you and say, oh, I know. I know about that picture. Mm-hmm. And they don't. Mm-hmm. So that's one scam. And then another one is that they'll approach somebody online and they may say a few things that sound like they know who they are or could possibly know. Like, hey, I saw you at the football game the other night. Great game. And, you know, I was there with my cousin. And you're like, oh, you know, well, we did have the game the other night. And they mentioned the school or whatever. Just enough to make you think, well, maybe this is a real person. Mm-hmm. And then it very quickly devolves into, I think you're cute. Send me a picture. I'll send you a nude picture. Mm-hmm. You send me a nude picture. And, you know, at that age, you're like, hey, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, for whatever reason, they send the picture. And then what it is, it's a scam. And they want money. Mm-hmm. They say, now I've got a picture of you.
So it's a blackmail.
It's a blackmail. Mm-hmm. It's extortion, what we call sextortion, because if it has to do with nudes or anything sexual, what they call it sextortion. Mm-hmm. So now you've got this youth that's trapped in this. And they're terrified because they were told all along, don't do this kind of thing. And they knew, you know, they knew, but now they've done it. Mm-hmm. And they're scared, so they give them the money. They give them the gift cards. Mm. And next thing you know, you're hundreds and thousands of dollars in. Or maybe they want more pictures. Mm. So what we tell the kids is, you know, as soon as you realize that this is a mistake, as soon as you realize this isn't the person you thought it was, you have a very difficult decision to make. You need to call it off right then and not play into their demands. Chances are, no guarantee, of course. Mm. Chances are they don't actually know how to get a hold of your mother and your priest and your coach. Mm-hmm. So probably nothing will happen. But even if they do release that photo, you know, again, tough choice to make. But wouldn't it be better to have the one picture out there than after you've been doing this for them for months and months? Because you keep thinking one more is going to do it. One more is going to be the end, and it won't. So that's one message that we
and this is something that you know isn't limited to children. We're talking about children today, but there was just a story in the news this past week about a very famous person in the government whose husband took pictures and they ended up online, and that could have been a blackmail situation as well. So it's a very common thing, unfortunately, now.
And we tell the kids too that we bring up that very point because we don't want them to think, oh, you know, nobody's going to listen to me. They're going to think it's my fault because I'm a dumb kid, right? But we say, listen. Think about, you probably know in your life an adult, a smart adult in your life who's been taken advantage in some way online, right? You probably have a grandparent or an aunt or uncle or somebody you know who got taken advantage of. We tell them, you see all these things on Netflix, all these stories about catfishing and all that stuff. Those are adults. Mm-hmm. So don't let your age be the reason that you don't get help. You know, you're not, it's not because of your age you were taken advantage of. These people are just really good at doing this stuff to anybody.
How about cyberbullying? Tell us about that and how that has sort of blown up with the age of the internet and social media. Mm-hmm. And maybe Haley, speak to that.
Yeah, so we're definitely seeing cyberbullying a lot more than we did in previous years because, simply put, kids have phones earlier and earlier.
Yeah.
Access to the internet, anything that could potentially give them more contact with people than they already have. I mean, when we're talking about kids who are in school, they're already seeing their friends. They're at school 7 hours a day. But now when they go home, they have all those extra hours to still be connected with the same people. And there's the added layer of they're being connected to a lot of people that they don't know, too. Mm-hmm.
Because one thing to be bullied in school, physically, emotionally, whatever, right, when you're dealing with that person for 7 hours a day. There used to be a time where you had some respite, where you could go home and you could recharge or whatever, and maybe you could explain that to your parents or your significant others or whatever and come back and have some strategies for that. But what you're saying now is that the kids don't get respite from that because they come home and now they're faced with the same assaults, essentially, online, and it never stops.
Definitely. And when kids are at school, they have people who can see these things happening. They can hear
in
bullying
real time,
happening.
Right?
Yep, yeah. In real time. And they have adults who are looking out for them. But when we're talking about the internet and these kids almost feel like they have this wall between them and the person that they're bullying or the person who's bullying them. So they gain confidence and they're able to feel protected because they think that standing behind that wall, not seeing them face to face, that they can do whatever they want to do with no consequences. Mm. Especially when you have children who are afraid to speak up and to tell trusted adults about what's happening, it can really put them into kind of an endless circle of bullying.
And what kind of threats would these kids be facing? What, when they've got the stuff coming in on social media, what types of things are they having to deal with?
So it can be anything from, you know, bullying, making fun of them, laughing about them. We're seeing a lot of group chats being started where bullying's happening in group chats. And then when you start to get into sending nude pictures, and if nude pictures are being shared around friend groups, or, of course, talking about AI, and we hear about kids who are making deep fake nudes of other kids where they might just have a face picture of a student and they put a fake body on them and share that picture. It can be really hard for a lot of these kids to say, that's not me. That's not a picture of me, because AI is getting better and better every day.
So that really complicates things even more, doesn't it? That the technology is getting so good that you can use it for the types of things we're talking about, cyberbullying, and then whose job is it to prove that it isn't real, right?
Exactly. And it's kind of an endless cycle. But that's why we really go back to the basics and we start to talk to the kids about not sharing personal information. Because the more information people know, the more they can use it against you. Do people really need to know all about, you know, your family? Do people need to know about where you go to school, what you do in your free time? Because all that information can be used to make people feel more comfortable, and it can be used to put them in a vulnerable position.
What are some resolutions to cyberbullying? Because that, I mean, we certainly know what the problem is, although it's probably much worse than I understand, or maybe some of our listeners understand out there. But there's got to be a way through, right? A path through. How do we resolve some of these issues?
So the biggest thing is awareness. And what we're finding, fortunately, is that when some of these group texts go through, that there are students who are recognizing that this is wrong, and they're the ones coming forward to, say, the faculty. So it really is a matter of talking to kids about being what we call upstanders, is one of the terms that comes up in the training that we come up with, or that we'd get through NetSmarts, a term called upstander.
Okay.
So instead of being just a bystander, right, being someone who actually takes some steps. But, of course, we recognize that that's not an easy thing to do, because you don't want now the focus on you. So there's other things you can do. When you see somebody being bullied, you can maybe address them afterwards and just let them know that you're on their side and that was wrong, what you saw. But when things go with these viral images that go around school and so forth, it's important that kids, and they're, fortunately, we're seeing it more and more, they are the ones who are saying this isn't right, and they're bringing it to somebody. And when we talk to the students, we do talk about that very thing, about what you receive and what you send, right? So we stress with kids that if you receive a picture, an inappropriate picture, if it's meant to be something that's meant to make fun of somebody, or maybe it's a nude photo, and you didn't ask for it, then you're not in trouble. Or you didn't ask for that, right? So, but you are in a position now to at least do something about it. You can either just delete it and end it. But if you send it on, you continue on, what does that do?
Yeah.
And we get them to engage in the conversation about what that means. You know, and
so now you're a party to it, right?
Yeah. They
because
all recognize
you've taken
not the
action
right
to share it, which could do more harm.
Right. And that's where you could be in trouble, because now you've actively continued this behavior and made it worse for somebody. So that's part of the conversations that we have in the schools and with the parents. And you know, fortunately, we're seeing youth who are recognizing that this is wrong, and they're the ones coming forward.
We're speaking to folks from Berkshire County Kids Place this morning on Morning Drive. You're listening to Heather Williamson, the ED, Executive Director of the organization, Haley Reinholdt, who is a family advocate, and Brian Burkle, the community outreach and education person. And so we're talking about internet safety. If you're just joining us, we've got a few minutes left of the show. Brian, you had mentioned earlier something called Take It Down.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty interesting concept, right? That I guess the first concept is that the internet is forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that I think most of us have learned that by now, that once you put something on the internet remembers. It's really hard to pull it back.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you do, you can delete posts, but people snapshot them, right? You can make comments and people remember them. I mean, it just doesn't go away. Pictures that are uploaded get shared and get around, and at some point it's going to come back, and maybe 5 years from now, 10 years ago. And that's, I think, something also that kids may not understand, that permanence and the long range effect of things, because their kids, mm-hmm. right? So they have that short-range mentality where if something happened last week, that's forever ago. But we know as adults that time spans is quite a bit different, and if the impact goes on forever. So it's actually a website, Take It Down, which mm-hmm. will help mitigate some of that, right?
Right. It's through the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. It's called Take It Down. And what you need, though, is the original photograph, the photograph that you took initially with your phone or whatever device. If you have that original file, because it has that identifying information on there, if you share that with Take It Down, they can flag that picture from ever being shared again across mm-hmm. the internet from one device to the other. Can't remove it from other people's devices that may already have it, but it'll prevent it from being shared again.
And I guess the other thing that we wanted to talk about was along the lines of internet safety. There are many points. And by the way, you can go right to the Kids Place website and find the same information that I'm reading from right here as I do the show. It's at kidsplaceonline.org. So there's some really helpful information there for adults to understand where some of this stuff leads. And, you know, you can't close your eyes to this and think that it doesn't happen, because it could very easily happen right there, you know, in your house. I think, Heather, you had mentioned right before we went on the air that some of that internet activity could be happening right while the adults are sitting next to them at the dinner table.
Yes. When Brian and Haley first started putting their presentation together to go out into the community, and they had mentioned that, you know, adults could be sitting right next to a child, and with the internet and access children have for phones and iPads and things like that, they may be having inappropriate conversations right next to you. Mm-hmm. So parents, really, it's that small little bits of conversation that I've heard over and over in Brian and Haley's presentation. You know, so parents shouldn't be punitive. This should be an ongoing conversation about the internet. The internet is a beautiful place. We learn so much. We can go around the world in minutes by looking at our phone. It's just, there's so much information on the internet, but it also comes with dangers, just like anything. And there are so many dangers on, and parents need to just have those small conversations with children, and saying exactly what we're saying, you know, that, you know, it's a great place to be and you can learn so much, but you also, there are folks that want to do harm to you.
And those can be difficult conversations to have. That is your job as a parent, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some difficult conversations, and this is, in our modern technology age, that is one of them.
And to that point, you know, as far as when we do have the parent conversation, we don't really focus so much on, like, the, you know, the different apps and the different things you can do within an app or all that type of thing, because those things are changing so quickly, right? And the kids are
You'd
always
be out of
10
date
steps
by the time.
Exactly. Yeah. The kids are always 10 steps ahead. So what you need to do is just have, like Heather said, a million small conversations, not just one long lecture and then that's it. have multiple small conversations. So it's part of your regular
dialogue
every day, right? So that when they have a problem, it's an easier bridge to cross, because they already know that you guys have already kind of had some preemptive conversations. And when it comes to parents having ideas as to how to have these conversations, the NetSmarts program is available to anybody. You can go online to NetSmarts, and it's NetSmarts with a Z at the end. And all the programming that we do, like our the few films that we show and the PowerPoint that we use for the middle schools, the whole library is available to the public. So a parent can go in there and they can look, and they can look at different films, they can look at different things about how to talk to your kids. There's also something called Common Sense Media. And Common Sense Media, I first found it years ago because you could look up a movie and it'll tell you what's in a movie. You know, before we sat down for a film with my kids, I wanted to see, is there anything that's going to be uncomfortable for me? and it's all spoilers, right? It would tell you everything. But at least I knew, okay, what to expect or what wasn't going to happen. So they have that same thing when it comes to video games and apps. So if you have a question about a video game, you can go to Common Sense Media and you can find out all the ins and outs of how it operates, how it works, and, you know, what are the, so that you have a better sense of what the game is that your kid is playing
and what the content is, sexual violence, anything else.
So that you can talk with your child a little bit more clearly and about, with a little bit more knowledge. And of course, you know, we ought to be careful not to pretend like we know it all, right? Especially when it comes to the tech stuff. So know your limits. Don't overstep, because then you've lost them, right? If you start talking about a game and you really have no idea how that game gets played, then you've lost them.
You can't be an expert
messaging.
In everything, can you?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And there's some very serious stuff that's going on with this, and some of it I think we touched on a little bit, but we talked about sextortion and cyberbullying. But what about actual, like, online enticement? You have predators out there, and you mentioned the phishing expeditions that are going on, but some of these can lead to some very, very serious outcomes, right? That we're talking about child abduction or trafficking and things like that. I know it's probably a small slice of what it is, but it's still something that parents need to be concerned with and know that that could be going on. What are some of the red flags that we might look for something like that?
So one of the red flags is, like Heather had mentioned earlier, that if they have all of a sudden another phone, if they're using more than one phone, you got to wonder why.
I would wonder why if an adult is using more than one phone. That's just me. But.
Because sometimes predators may give a phone to a kid because they know they want to have a private conversation, and they're concerned that the phone that the kid already has, the parents have access to it, and they may be looking at it. So they want to circumvent that opportunity, that possibility that the parent might discover this conversation. The other thing is, again, if the child is reacting negatively when they're getting text messages, or, and this could be for a lot of different things, could be bullying situation, whatever, but their text messages are going off, they're getting whatever's going off on their device, and they're pushing it away, or they're ignoring it, or they look nervous or anxious. Is it because they're being asked to do something that they don't want to do? Is it because they're trying to avoid? They don't want to answer that call. They don't want to respond to that text. That's a red flag right there.
Okay. And let's just talk about phone safety in general and how much information parents can get or caregivers can get from what's going on, because it seems like it's almost impossible now for parents to know every line of communication that their kids are getting. It's coming through gaming, right? Through direct messages through games. I mean, how are you going to manage that? Texts on cell phones, social media. There's just so many places to be able to do it. How in the world can parents lock that down? I don't know if you can.
Well, there's definitely a lot of it, but I mean, when we're talking about games and stuff, take 30 minutes and sit down with your kids and actually play the game with them. See how messages are coming through. Go through their social media with them. Have them explain it to you. Have those open conversations over and over and over again. And it's just really about conversation and really asking, how do you do this? How do you do that?
But sounds like it's about conversation and about observation.
Observation, right? Conversation. And if people are looking for more information, we have a lot of resources right on our website at kidsplaceonline.org.
And parents, to empower parents, you know, it is scary. I even say the example when my grandkids are over and they have their cell phones there. I'm always thinking, probably because of the work I do.
Sorry, go ahead.
The work I do is, you know, there's something nefarious going on their phone. Oh, my God, give it to me. But I know we keep stressing these short conversations or just having those open conversations with kids, because if you jump and you react and you take the child's phone and you keep it for 2 weeks without any conversation, then you hand it back, you're just handing back the same issue. You know,
so they just had to endure it for a couple weeks, and then they're back to normal.
And then it's right back there. But if you're able to take that time to talk to the child about, even if it's a bullying situation or if there was some weirdo on the internet trying to ask them for inappropriate, you know, information about themselves or photos, you have that information, and you can either report. Go directly to the police or go to the DCF to try to report this so they can find whoever's on the other end of the phone. But it's really just empowering parents and caregivers to just have those small conversations to say, you know, there's dangers.
So it's empowering the parents, and it's also parents knowing that there is assistance, there's help. There's information and training and things that you offer at Berkshire County Kids Place, and that there are outlets for if you know something or think something is happening or going wrong, that you can get that assistance needed. Right. Well, I want to thank you. Believe it or not, I'm going to play the song in the normal manner now.
Thank
I apologize
you.
For that.
You start chatting away.
Yeah, we didn't want to do that. But so Heather and Brian and Haley, thank you so much for being here this morning and opening up this conversation and talking about it. Good luck with the promotion of the Child Abuse Awareness Month, the month of April. And again, if people want to contact you, how do they do that?
KidsPlaceOnline.org will get you to us.
All right, there you go. All right, everybody, have a great weekend out there, and we will see you again. Brian will be the host for the morning show on Monday. Mm-hmm. Take care and enjoy that temperature tonight.
Thank you.